Fear in the heart puts a damper on the appreciation of the wonderful gift of life. It also hardens the belief of separation and causes those wrapped up into it become deadened and wooden in their ability to perceive changes going on around them. It's like a cloak being wrapped around the awareness. In this way, the darkness wraps its insidious plans of subjugation and annihilation around your fellow earth beings. Now begins in earnest the movement of the light to bring an end to this situation. As with all things, it begins with the process of thought and desire to bring an end to it. In this case, the subtle, modest beginnings will go unnoticed. The opposing forces are planting their seeds of perceived invincibility everywhere. If this were real, they would not need to do so at the level of psychological campaign. Remember that humanity now numbers in the billions. That's an overwhelming number in itself. These are souls that are volunteering to be here for the benefit of this planet, and these beings have incarnated here for the purpose of experiencing the next rising, or at the least to assure its success. They shall not go unrewarded. Remember that this is a play. It's difficult to get this understanding across, but in a play, all you have to do is change the lines to change the scope of the play. Well, you are a fragment of the whole of creation and begin changing the lines of the play. Is this an oversimplification of the situation? It would appear so from your perspective, but it is simple as that. This project involves the formation of the group entity that can change the lines or add a new character, however you want to visualize the process. Remember, visualization involves pictures. The words that you use in your contacts with those who might become the critical parents of this entity will respond to that which stirs their imagination and their emotions. Learn from your successful political elections. Which appealed to the emotions before logic? What works for this instrument of the opposition with the people can work for you also. The logical approach brings lots of rhetoric, but it is that which brings visualization and emotion that incites action. What is wanted here is action, not reaction. Resorting to the use of arms against the plan for overwhelming mankind is doomed from the start. Yet the keeping of the guns by citizens of this country means their freedom is not yet gone. When those are taken, then you will see a real overwhelming realization among your people of the gravity of what surrounds them. Thus the timing is again stressed. We do not mean to belabor this, but there are windows of opportunity that must be used for our advantage, for these offer the greater chance of success with the least amount of suffering for the greatest number. Insofar as grieving in regard to those who are suffering, let me assure you that the numbers of soul incarnating on this planet increases the difficulty of their plans. Note that I avoid using certain names, and you would be wise to do that after all. Within your circle, the exact entity of the forces can be assumed as known. Their role is well known to them before they incarnate. They don't remember it now, of course. But they come to assure the success of the process of our mission. Does that assure you of the importance of the Earth in the total scheme of the grand picture? I would think so. In the initial meetings of small groups, no one visualization is likely to appeal to all. So one suggestion shall be given as guidance. Ask, and it shall be given. A composite will emerge that will provide the appeal when participation reaches a critical stage. This diversity will aid in the masking of the process. You are well connected, so do not be concerned about this aspect. Use the visualization of dominoes standing on end and arrange in a pattern so that one is made to fall, all will follow in rapid progression. It has great application to our meaning and bringing an identifying tie to their plan process.